Good Monday morning, everybody. This is Matt, and thank you for tuning in to Millennial Mentor. On today's episode, we're going to talk about self-sabotage. What is it, and what can we do to push through it and overcome it? So, if you got a problem with self-sabotage, you're going to want to hear this. Wow, we got a really good one today, guys. Self-sabotage. What is it? So when your goals are good, your dreams are good, but your execution, you know, it may start off good, but you tend to slip away. One of the biggest things that causes you to do that is talking to yourself in a negative manner. Like, man, why am I even trying to get this promotion? I'm probably not going to get it, da-da-da-da. Even if your skill set is amazing and you're obviously qualified, you doubt yourself and you just start slipping away. When that happens, though, you need to understand that there's a difference between you and the other people that may be going for that promotion. Some people are going to have strong suits in other areas, whereas you come out on top in some other areas. That's just how it works out. Don't compare yourself to others. The first hit that you feel whenever you start going down this path of self-sabotage is your self-esteem and your confidence. In fact, once those two things take a hit, and you let it get to you, it's a snowball effect from there, guys. Self-sabotage is imminent. You stop being self-motivated. You don't complete the tasks you're expected to do at 110%. You just start slacking off little by little until those negative habits form. And then they become your new comfort zone. We don't want that, guys. We don't want that. We don't want you to slip into self-sabotage. You got to stay motivated, stay focused, and stay confident in the skills you have. If you do feel yourself going down that path, you need to remind yourself, what skills do I have that got me to where I'm at? You know, what are my dreams? What are my goals? What am I doing right now? Again, got to remind yourself this, but what am I doing right now today to get me there? And if you cannot answer the question to yourself, if you can't answer, what am I doing right now to get me there? 9 chances out of 10, you're in self-sabotage mode. So you need to pull out of it. Remind yourself what you're working for. Remind yourself how you go above and beyond. Remind yourself the difference between you and other people. So you can get that promotion. Remain driven. Check this one out, guys. How much longer are we going to accept people using their past as an excuse for why they're not motivated or driven in life? That's another big thing of self-sabotage right there. If you're using your childhood or your past as an excuse for why you're not progressing in life, then I'm sorry, but you can overcome this. You know it. Why aren't you admitting it? You know? You're shorting yourself. I'm not saying every childhood's great. I can't account for all the people in the world. I personally had it better than others. I had it a lot better than the worst of what I've heard. But I don't use the shortcomings I had in my childhood as an excuse for why I'm not driven, you know? I'm not saying, oh man, I didn't grow up with a mom or a dad, so da-da-da, broken household, da-da-da, poor me. No, I'm not doing that. Nobody even wants to hear that from other people. You know, we're of age now to where that doesn't really matter. So push that aside for your personal if you're thinking that way, push that aside, okay? Push that aside. The past is the past, and the future is what you're going to make it. Are you going to sit back and just be the product of your past forever? Or are you going to lay the foundation that you and your family deserve for the future? That's the real question, guys. We can't let our childhood or our past dictate who we become. That's just the bottom line there. We can't do it. The best thing that we can do is overcome it. And yeah, maybe we were conditioned to not be confident. It doesn't mean you can't ever be confident. It just means that you had a little bit of delay in your confidence compared to other people. And I'm talking to myself here, really. I mean, that's the only thing that I can say that I had to hurdle over, mostly was my confidence. But I'm through that. Yeah, I have confidence issues just like everybody else, but not nearly to the extreme of where it was before. And self-sabotage can also happen whenever you are trying to get to that goal. Whenever you do shoot for an opportunity, like for a promotion. I see this happen a lot. When somebody doesn't get a promotion, they end up going through self-sabotage. And what I mean by that is that they lose motivation, they lose focus, they lose their drive, and they stop performing at 110% like they were doing before. Everything just stops. And I get it. It can be kind of devastating to get that, oh, we chose somebody else. Sorry. But are you going to let that control the rest of your employment with that company? You know, you got to be able to adapt to change or lack thereof, right? If you don't get that promotion, you can't just beat yourself up all the time, every day, from when you wake up to when you go to bed. No, you got to continue doing what you were doing before. You just have to perfect what they were looking for. You have to find what they were looking for if they didn't tell you directly. With the company I'm with now, I've applied for 2 promotions. Both of them, I didn't get it. And it's not because of a, hey, I don't like you, so you're never getting it. No, it's a hey, you're not quite ready yet. You're great at what you do, but you're not quite ready yet. And I accept that because if I just sat around and did less of what I was expected to do, started to fall off the map a little bit, you think leadership doesn't notice, but they notice. We notice. We don't want that. We want to see, especially with leaders, their ability to take bad news and turn it into something positive. Like, hey, I didn't get that promotion, but this is what I need to work on. I need to work on time management. I need to work on delegating. I need to work on this, that, the other. And then they work on it, and then they perfect it. They overcome the obstacle. They didn't let it become them, so to speak. So in essence, with self-sabotage, guys, if you find yourself getting stuck in that rut, remember the skill set that you have. Stop comparing yourself to others. Rebuild that confidence. Go in there, act like you're confident, like we talked about in our first episode. And own the day, guys. Own the day. Each day is a new opportunity. Treat each day like you're meeting a new person, right? Put your best foot forward from when you wake up until you go to sleep. And that's it. Those right there are my tips to help you with self-sabotage, to help prevent it. Of course, you'll end up slipping in there once in a while, like 1 foot in, 1 foot out, but I don't want you guys to dive into it. I want to see you guys become successful. And these are the tips that I know will benefit you as well as me in the future. So with that being said, thank you guys very much for tuning into this podcast. I love you guys. And if you have any questions, please email me at tellmeyourperspective@gmail.com. You guys have a fantastic day. Remember to own the day. Don't let it own you. And if you need anything, please email me. I'll see you later, guys. Have a good one.